The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
We now leave the Kookaburra in Australia and we move over to Chicago, Illinois to check in on the habitat of the local Erin Keefe. Here she is in her kitchen, laying on the tile, screaming at the ceiling.
What am I sitting on? Oh, it's pizza? Oh, nice.
Believe it or not, this is her method to attract a mate. We'll just a hop, skip, and a jump across Chicago, and we'll find ourselves in the living room of the wild JPC. We see him now upon his couch, staring at the ceiling, playing video games.
Sex with a cousin, sex with a horse, sex with a cousin, sex with a horse, sex with a cousin, sex with a horse. I am drinking coffee. Coffee, 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 coffee. Sex with a cousin's horse. Hey!
Believe it or not, this is not a mating call. There is no known reason for this creature to make this call in the wild or in captivity.
And what's this? An addle at 5 a.m. reading a book he ordered in the mail.
Turning the page, not much to say.
Believe it or not, this is not a mating call.
I feel like, okay, hold on. I feel like Mating Call is a great name
sex
for
with
an
the cousin.
App.
Sex with the horse. Sex with the cousin. Sex with the horse. Coffee, 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 coffee.
I feel like we're going to watch American Idol and that'll be someone will be like, this is JPC.
Sex that with is, cousin. That is sex a scene straight up lifted from American Psycho, by the way.
While he looks in the mirror and fucks us. What do we think about a dating app called Mating Call? And what it is that if you match with someone, immediately your phone rings. it's them.
Uh-huh.
I think that's kind of fun.
It's an immediate FaceTime. I think it would have to be an immediate FaceTime if you match with a person.
Fuck.
And so it might be fun to be like, well, if I'm being strategic, let me FaceTime them at 2 a.m. to see what they look like when they just get out of bed, like they just wake up.
Can a component of Mating Call be that as part of your profile, you have to record an audio file of whatever your mating call would be? And if you match with someone, it audibly plays that on your phone.
Oh, that's yes. So it's like a voicemail or something. But if you match, then it's like a 30-second message. And it's just like a catch-all response of like, here's what I would normally do at a bar or like a pickup line or whatever that is.
Do you guys want to hear mine?
Sure.
Yeah.
Ready? All right. Let me just press play and... My back hurts. Ah. My back hurts. Do you guys think that's good?
I like that. Yeah.
I think there's an unmarketed subsect of kink that's just listening to someone complain. I think you are the groundbreaker who's introducing this to the world, where it's like, you should have an OnlyFans where people can like watch you live and you're just like, what is this on my toe? Is that like a bunion or a blister? Like, yeah. I just can't, I don't want to touch it.
Go, where are my keys? Where are my fucking keys? Just fully clothed. I fucking hate this. Every day.
I think that as someone who knows you quite well, if you're trying to, you know, deliver for this app a mating call that gives you perspective into your life, I think that's perfect because I think that tells me kind of almost everything that I need to know about you. Now, I will, if I can suggest an edit, I love the stuff about how your back hurts.
Yeah.
I love the moans and the sighs. Mm-hmm, if you could throw in like a Jeter or like a walk in here or like go Bruins or like just something to let me know that you're from Boston because it's not quite coming through in just that.
I like my Red Sox players like I like my Dunkin' Donuts coffee cold and in my mouth. Is that anything? I don't know.
I recorded one for my mating call. Would you guys like to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
Yes, please.
And press play.
Sex with a cousin, sex with a horse, sex with a cousin,
press
sex
pause, with a horse. Rewind, start from beginning, push play.
By the way, that's going to become America's number one song. I think people are going to have that one stuck in their heads for quite a while.
I
think you're the new Crazy Frog, or what was that thing?
That's the new What Does the Fox Say?
What Does the Fox Say is exactly where my mind went.
Hold on, remember Crazy Frog, or what was that called?
Okay.
How
I don't
does
know.
That one go?
Is this something from 1926 that was sold to like people out of a wagon? What is
it
this?
It was 1927. Listen up, everyone. You'll find some people have a gold coin inside their soap.
I remember what it is, but I forget how it goes right now.
It was, I think it was called Crazy Frog, and it was like the number one ringtone in the world. And then I think it like actually hit like Billboard charts maybe, because there's
a
remix done of it. And I think it was just like a frog making the sound of like a revving engine or something. We're like, gang, 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 gang. Was that Crazy Frog?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah. Right, someone needs to play it. I need to hear it.
Casey found it. Now, to me, it was more like the, what is it? The Badger, 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 Badger. Do you guys remember that? The Badger, Badger internet video? That was from like early internet, I believe.
Early internet.
All right. Well, no one remembers that.
I don't.
The fans will go wild for Badger, Badger, Badger.
I don't remember that.
Wait, I need to listen to this crazy.
Yeah,
Newgrounds. Really
Newgrounds or E-Bombs World. And Casey is correct. Casey remembers. Casey remembers.
Oh, I remember this.
How does it go? Is it like a revving of an engine or something, or like, or is it the?
I got it. No, it's. Wait, I just had it, and then
hamster or something.
Don't skip. I can only have one of these songs in my head at a time.
Okay, hold on, guys.
Well, that's Axel F.
Bang, bang, ding, ding, ding. He goes, what's going on?
I feel like I can settle this.
Okay. Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, that's just Axel F.
It's, yeah.
But the first part is what I remember.
Yeah. I think this is the song. It's like the Crazy Frog.
Ding ding ring ding 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 ding. I will walk down the aisle to that for $40.
I gotta ask you guys.
Starting to get off at 40.
Aaron, you're gonna make a guest appearance at my wedding then.
How many? This is from 11 years ago. How many views do you think this has on YouTube? This is from 11 years ago.
Two million.
Crazy Frog original or the Crazy Frog Axel F remix?
This is the Crazy Frog Axel F official video.
I'm going to say it has, carry the five. I'm going to say it has 750 million.
And Aaron says 2 million, which is, God, I got to say, Aaron. In the history of guesses, maybe one of the worst. Would you like to revise?
Okay, how am I supposed to assume that that's the number? Like, there's multiple versions of songs on YouTube of the same song. Why did I think that this video was the number one video? I didn't.
Well, you really talked yourself through something there.
You guys, that was the worst. I just sounded like every one of my ex-boyfriends when they've got caught in a lie. How did I go there? Did I go and did I drink and then lie to you about where I was? Technically, what? And if I keep talking, the sentence never ends, which means technically I didn't lie.
Filibuster.
So, did you like, Aaron, would you want to revise your guess?
Okay, a billion.
Your closest, it's 2.7 billion, so Aaron.
Well, hold on. Aaron should not win that because her guess
ding,
was
ding,
2 million.
Ring, ding, 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 ding.
Okay, well, we can assume that that one is a joke guess. And again, I appreciate joke guesses, but they're never your real guess. And Adel, that rule always works in your favor, Mr. First Guess Joke Guess.
Would you like to shoot the basketball? Oh, you missed. Oh, and this man made the shot. Would you like to shoot the basketball again? No, you made it as well. Now you.
Yeah, you made the shot, Adel. If by making it, you were off by 2 billion. That's a basketball.
But record. how much closer was I than Aaron's guess? I want to say 748 million.
Aaron, that video is 11 years old. There's 330 million people in the United States. So 2 million is a wild guess.
I don't know what I was thinking. But a fun part about being on Hey Riddle Riddle is people are like, oh, I'm so annoyed when they give joke answers and they pretend they don't know the answer and they do this whole thing. And I go, oh, I just
we're
don't
not
know
joking.
It.
Yeah, we're not joking.
I'm just dumb. And now you know.
I wish I was that funny.
It seems like we tap into some primal rage in our listeners, and that so many, I think the number one comment we get on social media or in our private messages is people saying when they listen to us, they scream at their phone, which to me is like, not, that wasn't our goal, but if it's cathartic for you, but I think it comes from people being like, you idiots, like I know the answer and you don't. And
let it out. Come
and
here,
I'm glad that
here.
We can provide
okay.
that for people.
And again, I think that you guys, when you say, if you looked at the aggregate numbers of what our responses look like, I would say 90% of them are really good responses. But I think that the 10% really stick with you guys. I invite you not to look at social media. That's one of the better options.
That's what I've been doing. That's why I don't go on Twitter. Too scary.
Too scary.
And you said that was the aggro-crag response?
Well, yeah. Now, you're going to get an aggro crag response, and it's going to sound like lightning in a fucking bottle, my man.
Piece of the rock, baby.
Okay, well, speaking of, this is actually, Crazy Frog is a really great introduction into what we are doing today, because I am bringing back a game that I forget what I called it, because it's basically just a ripoff of Name That Tune, so it's essentially Name That Tune. What I have gathered today, now, the last time we did Name That Tune, I think it was like the 100 most popular songs of all time or some shit like that, whatever.
Yeah,
Billboard Top 100 of all time.
As we went through that, it became obvious that there were some older songs that maybe Aaron was not as familiar with. And since Adel was born in 1941, shout out to World War II.
I'm so tired of men shouting out to World War II. Shout out to my favorite war, World War II.
World War II, big ups, playa, see you in heaven. RIP World War II.
Mussolini, I see you. #trains on time, shout out.
Shout out to World War II. But so since to even the playing field a little bit, I have gone on to Rolling Stone's top 100 songs of the 2000s.
So this is the top 100 songs as picked by Mick Jagger. Keith, I want to say Richards.
Well, Urban. Richards is not available, so we got Carl Urban.
Boom Boom Danny on the drums.
We got Boom Hauer.
There's something
guys,
wood.
Speaking of Name That Tune, have you seen the new Name That Tune on the TV?
No.
Jane Krakowski is the host. It's Name That Tune. And Randy Jackson's also there. And he's also there. And something that he says, when I watched it, he was trying to motivate one of the contestants.
Okay.
And he said, like, the great Kelly Clarkson once said, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and you're stronger for being on this game. And I was like, can somebody do a check on Randy Jackson? Is he okay? I don't know if he's okay.
There's so many game shows that, like, every once in a while, I'll check out, like, I guess, mainstream TV and be like, what's going on in the game show world? And they'll be like, here it is. It's Jamie Foxx. And what it is, it's like a big old plate of beef, and then like people have to guess how many chews it takes to swallow the beef. And I'm like, what is this? And then it's canceled 6 months later, and I'm like, who's greenlighting these game shows?
Yeah, when I see one of those game shows, I just start slowly taking apart my TV. I go, we're done.
I guess from a cost analysis, those game shows have to be so marketable because you barely have to pay anyone as far as like actors go. I don't think they need writers. I think they just sort of happen. So it's basically you're just paying for like two producers and
celebrity host.
And a celebrity host, yeah. Yeah, good on them. Hey, Randy Jackson. You get paid a lot of money to say shit that doesn't make any sense, and we get paid a fraction of that to say pretty much the same thing. So we can hate the player, but we can't hate the game.
That's thanks for me, dog.
It's a big time thanks for me, dog. But we're not playing that. We're playing my version. Now, again, this is Rolling Stone's top 100. Now, I will be honest. Of the ones that I picked for this episode, which is, I think, you know, we're starting at the very top of the list, so we're not getting the number one songs of the 2000s. So this is 2000 to 2010. Or maybe 2009. I guess it depends on how that aggregates. I don't think I saw anything from 2010 in here.
Wow. Did you buy stock in the word aggregate?
Some of these I do not know. I did not know. I'm hoping that maybe you will know.
I bought stock in the word bubbles. Bubbles! Bubbles and bubbles.
So we all have a very firm understanding of how stock works.
Bubbles!
So I will take you. I will take you, as always, I will be reading some lyrics of these, and I will try to do it in a monotone fashion so as to not give you away what the song is, and you will have to guess the song. All you have to do to buzz in is say the word buzz.
Great.
All right.
This always breaks my brain when you do this monotone voice. It breaks my brain.
This is song 100. This is from 2005. This is from 2005.
And I'm so sorry. Did you clarify, is it through 2009 or 2010?
I don't know, but I did not
see... I guess
see,
we'll find out. We'll
I did not see out, any yeah. from 2010. I did see one from 2009 in here. So
okay,
I think
great.
It might just be 2009. As everyone knows, if it was zero in 2010, that's 11 years. And so we don't want to... We don't want to get into that territory.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. I'm going to start from verse 2 because in verse 1 begins with the name of the song. Welcome to Jam Down. Poor people, dead at random. Political violence, Cyan Dunn. Pure ghost and phantom. The youth, dim get blind by stardom.
Buzz.
Now the king of kings, call. Yes, Adel?
I want to say this is, where is the love? Where is the love?
I believe that's Where is the Love? That's the Black Eyed Peas song, correct?
Yes.
No, that is not correct. Okay. I guess I can keep going. Where was I? Now the
this
kings
so
of kings, call. Old man to Pickney, so wave hand, if you with me. To see this sufferation sick me, dim suit no fit me. To win election, dim trick we, the dim don't no ting at all.
God, okay. I don't know.
Wow,
I will
this is
say,
a tough one.
I will say, so I was trying to do this with no accent, but I will source the accent to Jamaica.
I was
if
gonna
that helps.
Yes, I was going to say dem ting sounds like Jamaican.
It's Jamaican.
So who are the only Jamaican artists I know? I think Big Sean is someone.
Mm-hmm,
I think,
mm-hmm.
Who do I know? Bob Marley, but that would not be 2005.
Okay, but Adel, you're closest.
Ziggy Marley, or what's his name? His son's name. His son name is Marley and Me.
Does anyone know the name of this song? It was his son's big song. This is, and I'll say some chorus. Welcome to Jamrock, South Side, North Side. Welcome to Jamrock, East Coast,
okay.
West Coast. Huh, yo. This is Welcome to Jamrock by Damian Marley.
I've never heard of that song in my
no,
life.
No, I know it now. I did not recognize those lyrics at all.
I have to ask, and I'm JPC, I hope you know I don't mean any offense and I'm not calling you dumb or anything. Are you mispronouncing Space Jam? Because Welcome to Space Jam is a song.
Come on and slam and welcome to the jam.
Space Jam had to be 90s, right?
Well,
work that body, work
around.
That body, make sure you don't hurt nobody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that, I mean, that's 2005. That was Damian Marley's Welcome to Jam Rock. Now, I got to say, I'm not the biggest reggae music listener, but I don't remember that song at all. So
no, I don't think I've ever heard it.
And again, I don't think this is most popular songs. I think this is Rolling Stone, which like reviews music. This is them saying like these were the best songs.
Yeah, Rolling Stone.
This is interesting to learn, though. I'm excited.
Yeah. Rolling Stone is weird because they love the sort of like indie darlings, but then they also pander to the biggest stars.
Yeah.
So they'll be like Radiohead, number 5 album of the year, unbelievable, even though it sold 10,000 copies. And then they'll be like, number 1, and this might be controversial, is the most popular album of this year, which is going to be like Taylor Swift or Kendrick Lamar or something like that.
Now, Adel brings up a really great point because that's exactly the way that this list, I feel like, is curated. They pay homage to some pretty obscure stuff, and then they also include some pretty mainstream stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
This next one is coming from 2005. Laughing gas, these hazmats,
oh,
fast
buzz.
Cats.
Buzz.
Adel?
Laughing gas, this is Gorillaz.
Do you know the name of the song?
It's not Clint Eastwood, it's...
correct, it's not Clint Eastwood.
Okay, it's not.
you were correct in what it was
Hollywood
not.
Treats.
I'm going to need an answer, I'm going to have to go on. Lining them up like ass cracks, play these ponies at the track... It's my chocolate
Shit.
Attack.
What's the
Shit.
Name of the song?
I'm stepping in the heart of it this year.
I don't know the name of it.
Care Bear reppin' and harder this year. Watch me as I gravitate. Ha 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 ha.
Is it like
ha,
Smile Inc. or something?
It's so close to that. Yo, we gonna ghost town this motel. With yo sound, you in the blink.
Happy
gonna
Inc.
Gonna bite the dust. Can't fight with us. Happy Inc.
It is Happy
no,
Inc.
No,
okay.
It is
no,
not
good
that.
Times, good Times Inc. Good Inc.
Good Ink. Okay, so we're getting way closer. You're very much circling it.
Is it Good Times Ink?
You're missing one word. It's good and ink are both critical components of this word. You're missing one.
I've heard this song a million times, but I never look at the name of it.
yeah, you guys.
Okay.
I don't know the names of songs.
Here we go. I will give you the refrain, Adel, and let's see if this will help you. Sha, shabada, shabada ka, feel good.
Feel good.
Feel good ink.
Feel good ink.
Aaron technically got it first.
That's a very good song.
It is a very good song. Now, this one I knew from their album Demon Days, which I was into, but... We'll give Aaron the point on that because she technically got it first.
That's insane that I got the point on that. I don't even want that.
One of my favorite things that's off Demon Days, one of my favorite things that happens to be off of Demon Days is it's like Return to Monkey Island or something. And it's a song that's basically Dennis Hopper reading a short story while music plays behind him. That's fantastic. Awesome. I hate Dennis Hopper as an actor, but as a voiceover artist reading the short story, fantastic.
I would say that came out, Feel Good Inc., that song came out in 2005. And maybe 2007, I was in Chicago doing this like teen Second City program where we were doing sketches. And in between all of the blackets of the sketches, they had a playlist that was just high energy music. And that song was on there. But what happened on the playlist was it started it at the very beginning of the song. I've told this story on the podcast, I'm sure. Before, and so a scene happened, the lights went black, that song came on, and the intro to that song is just a laugh going ha 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 ha, and then silence, and then the lights came back on for another scene. But the music never hit. It was only that creepy ass laugh
weird.
As a scene transition. It was the weirdest energy,
and especially for a sketch show, for the transitional music to be a laugh.
Very bad. It was a creepy demon laugh. Okay, the next one, this is from 2006. He left no time to regret. Kept his dick wet with his same old safe bet. Oh, me and my head high and my tears dry? Get on without my guy. You went back to what you know, so far removed from all that we went through. And I tread a troubled track. My odds are stacked. I'll go back to black. We only said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. Mm. You go back to her and I go back to... I go back to us.
I feel like I'm at a disadvantage because I don't think I've ever listened to a song that has the lyrics dick wet in it.
That can't be true.
Yes, you have.
That can't be true.
Dude, this is hurting my brain. The way that you read these pisses my brain off so much.
Okay.
I'm talking like this, and these are the lyrics. And the lyrics go a little something like this.
And again, you can support Aaron at cumplain.com/AaronKeith.
And you can support... My ankles are weird.
You can support JPC at cumplane.com. That's CUNPLANE. If I can just get
bubbles,
it built.
Bubbles, bubbles, bubbles,
bubbles. Bubbles,
bubbles. Bubbles, 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 bubbles.
I did say the name of this song in those lyrics.
Back in Black. Back
it's
to Black.
Back to Black.
Dick what?
Aaron, do you know who sings Back to Black?
Back to Black.
Yeah, who sings it? I'm moving slow.
Back to Black. I could give you some hints.
I'm gonna take a guess. I'm gonna take a stab. Just based on the term he went to get his dick wet and this being 2006,
yeah.
Maybe. I know that like Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce and she made an album about it. Is this Beyonce?
Oh, I think I know.
It is not Beyonce.
I might not know.
Aaron, do you wanna try a guess?
Is it it's not Amy Winehouse.
Okay, it is Amy Winehouse, so I'm going to give you a point there.
No, don't. I was like, it's British. Please don't give me that point.
Okay, you won't get a point because you did lock in that it was not the person that it is, so nobody gets a point on that one. And instead, one of my favorite things is when Aaron gives an answer and the first thing that she says is, it's not the answer. Okay, so here we go. This is a song from 2008. Now, this one I did know. I'll give you that commentary between these. This one I did know.
Okay.
I was following the pack, all swallowed in their coats, with scarves of red tied round their throats to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. And I turned around and there you go. And Michael, you would fall and turn the white snow red as strawberries in the summertime.
Oh my God, this hurts. I hate this. Fuck.
2006, you said?
2006. Eight. Now, that was the chorus and that's the whole song is just the chorus. Now, I'll also maybe help you out by reading the intro.
Yeah.
I was following the.
I don't know why, but now, and I know this is incorrect, but I can't help but hear everything in the term of Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. I was following the pack.
Yeah, that is very correct.
I was falling in the.
Yeah, Billy Joel. This is Billy Joel's 2006 hit.
Who is it? A male or female singer?
Male singer. This is definitely a male singer.
I was following the. Oh, okay. This is Drake.
Here's what I will do. To help you guys out, I'm going to play, because it's the. I think you might get it if I play a little bit of it. So I'm going to play a little bit of this song right now.
Okay. I just got excited because I've heard this song. Oh, this is Mumford & Sons. This is
no.
Yeah, this is the Abbott Brothers.
No,
this
is not the Abbott Brothers.
Fuck, I know this. It's not. Okay.
Fleet Foxes.
And the name of the song is
Winter Hymn.
It's White Winter Hymnal. We'll give it to you. That is Fleet Foxes with White Winter Hymnal.
I fucking forgot
Hymnal.
About that song.
Yeah, me too. I was
seen
like
them in concert like twice, and I could not tell you a single song.
I saw the name of Fleet Foxes White Winter Hymnal on this list, and I said, "What the fuck song is that?" And then I listened to it, and I was like, "Oh yeah, it's this song. I remember."
Oh yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so this next one is coming from 2008. Again, this is one that JPC knows. Okay. This one's hard. I'm gonna go with verse. Two, because I think this one's going to be easier to recognize. I'm going to go with verse two. I want to roll with him. A hard pair we will be. Woo! A little gambling is fun when you're with me.
Oh,
I love it. Woo.
Buzz.
Aaron.
Poker Face, Lady Gaga.
It is Poker Face by Lady Gaga.
It is not the same without a gun.
Yes, that was the next line. You are very good. Verse two. That's a hard get. Okay, Aaron, you got the point for that. The next one.
I always like to think that that's like when there's no humans around bears, that they're in the forest and they go rah 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 rah. Like that's they're like, we prefer to roar like that, but everybody makes fun of us.
You think they're in the woods doing Bad Romance?
Rah, of course.
Rah, 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 rah. Wearing a meat dress.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one is from 2001. Again, one I knew. Let's get it. This is the chorus. Let's get it crunk up on. Let's get a crunk up on. Have fun up on, up in this dancery. We got you open, now you're floating.
Oh, up.
So you got to dance for me.
Don't need no hateration, holleration.
That's it. Aaron, do you know it? Aaron knows it.
Get it percolated, automated.
Mary J. Blige.
We don't need no haters.
Aaron, I'm going to need an answer and not
I tried
just
to figure it out.
It's either Christina Aguilera, Mary J. Blige,
have a good time, no
or
more
2001. Aaron? I'm going to give Adele a chance to steal.
No.
I know the song.
It's Mary J. Blige, but
yes.
What is the name of the song?
Oh, I guess that. Nobody said yes.
Well, I was technically still giving Aaron a chance.
Percolated. Is it called percolated?
It's not. That's a great word in this song, but it is not called percolating.
Is it called twerculating?
No, this one is going to be.
Is it like my family?
It's something like that, Aaron. It's something like that because it's. I don't know that the name of the song is ever explicitly sung in this song.
Oh, is it? I Hope You All Like This Song?
It's not I Hope You All Like This Song, no.
And it's not Let's Get It Percolated.
It's not Let's Get It Percolated.
Damn it.
And I'm so sorry, just to double check, it's not Let's Get It Twerculated?
So we have guessed correctly what it is not. Family is in it. Does anyone want a chance before
we
move on?
Family no. Matters. Family,
family
guy. Family ties. Family. When you hear your family.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. Aaron got it.
It's called It's a Family Affair?
It's called Family Affair.
Oh, that's not a good name for that song.
No, it's really. I don't understand it either, but it's not.
That's not
cousin,
a good name
cousin,
for that.
Cousin, cousin, cousin. Horsey.
Okay, here's another one that I knew, but it's one that I've heard before for sure. This is also from 2001. We're just going to jump right into the verse.
Cool.
I jumped in the river and what did I see? Black-eyed angels swam with me. A moon full of stars and astral cars.
Oh, I know.
Adel?
I believe this is Radiohead.
Do we know the name of the song?
No, I don't know the name of it.
Is this Pyramid Song?
It's Pyramid Song from 2001. Yes, it is Radiohead's Pyramid Song from 2001.
You won that fair and square, Adel.
I mean, that's... For a long time, that was my favorite band. To some degree, they still are. I don't listen to their music much.
I just hate them now.
They just betrayed me. All right, here we go. Coming in from 2004, this one I definitely knew. I've also listened to so many remixes of this song. This is from 2004. Okay, I guess I can't. I guess I. Oh, man, I can't go right with the I can't go right with the chorus. Okay, I'm going to go with verse two. I still think that you guys are going to get this, but I'm going to go with verse two. I'm a gangsta, but y'all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. I keep a blue flag hanging out my backside, but only on the left side, yeah. That's the Crip side. Ain't no way to play the game other than the way I play. I cut so much, you thought I was a DJ. Two, one, yep, three. S in double OP DO double G. I can't fake it. Yes, Adel?
It's got to be Snoop Dogg.
It's Snoop Dogg, correct. He
says
his name.
It's got to be him.
Do we know the name of the song?
Is this, what song has he had in the last 21 years? What year was this? 2004? Wasn't this around when he was like Snoop Lion?
I don't remember.
Remember
exactly.
He changed his name to Snoop Lion?
Yeah, this one, he's definitely still Snoop Dogg for this one. This was definitely still a Snoop Dogg.
This sucks. I can't
think
of a single song.
Okay, can I Pharrell is also on this song. Can I give you a little hit of the chorus? Maybe that'll help.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it so happy?
No, it's not.
Because I'm so happy.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot.
Oh,
I knew it.
That's his song. He's not like a guest on that.
That's Snoop Dogg's song. Drop it like it's hot, featuring Pharrell. Yeah, exactly. Okay. This is one. Nobody gets the point on that because I said drop it like it's hot. This is one from 2005 that I was aware of.
Can I take a guess before you even say it?
Yes.
I have to assume we're coming up on Young Folk by Peter, Bjorn, and John.
Oh my God, that's totally on this list. Dude, that's the funniest fucking shit I've ever heard.
Because they don't care about the young folk. Oh, that has to be somewhere between 95 and 90.
I bet that song's on there. I bet Iron and Wine's on there. I bet the, because I'm still an animal.
Wow, you guys are great at guessing songs that may or may not be on this list. How about one that is definitely on this list from 2005? I can make anybody pretty. I can make you believe any lie. I can make you pick a fight with somebody twice your size. Well, I've been known to cause a few breakups, and I've been known to cause a few births. This sounds like a fucking riddle. Well, I can make your new friends or get you fired from work. And since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg, and Bordeaux, France, I've been making the bars, lots of big money, and helping white people dance.
Since I left Milwaukee or Bordeaux, France?
Or Bordeaux, France, yes. I got you in trouble in high school, but college, now that was a ball. You had some of the best times. You'll never remember with me.
Okay, is this a country song?
It's a country song, correct. It is a country song. Also, I could just read this as a riddle on a future episode. I'm making a mental note to do that because it's very funny.
Yeah, I don't know it. That's the whole chorus. I know it's a country song, but...
So, country song from Milwaukee that... And it's saying I make white people dance?
So, yeah. So the answer to this, what this song is called, is the answer to all of these things. I can make anybody pretty. I can make you believe any
lie.
I can make you pick a fight. And since the day I left, Milwaukee, Lynchburg, and Bordeaux, France. What do all three of those places have in common? Been making the bars lots of big money.
Wine? Beer?
More generic.
Champagne.
More generic. More generic.
Alcohol.
This is 2005's Alcohol by Brad Paisley, a song that I was aware of.
Woof.
I would never in a million years have known who sung that song.
No, I don't think I would know who sang that song. I probably would have guessed the three country people that I know, and Brad Paisley is one of them, so I could have guessed that one. Okay. This next one is from an artist that you both definitely know. I don't know necessarily that I heard this song. It's from 2002.
Okay.
There's a blood red circle on the cold, dark ground. And the rain is falling down. Adel?
There's a blood red circle on the ground. Beat a bottle, beat a bottle, did it that. I saw it. Adele?
Or it's not Adele. You were singing Adele, but it's not Adele.
Oh, okay.
The church's doors thrown open. I can hear the organ song.
Take me to church.
Nope. But the congregation's gone.
Keep going.
There's another part. I can't read the chorus, so what I will read is the second chorus. There's like two choruses. It's, come on, rise up. 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 Come on, rise up.
Come on, rise up, because it's a Space Jam. But a deep doot doot.
Now with these hands, I pray, Lord, with these hands, I pray for the strength, Lord, with these hands, I pray for the faith, Lord, with these hands.
Oh. So it's a good popular song that has so much religion crammed into it.
I will say, I don't know if it's a good popular song, but the artist is one of the biggest artists. And Aaron, I will say that... Not a Boston person, but in the adjacent area.
I was going to say you too. I was like, you mean Irish?
Bruce Springsteen.
It is Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, is this Rise Up?
No, that would be that. Dead giveaway because I said that word a lot of times.
I've actively. My religion is making sure I don't know any Bruce Springsteen songs. That's what my religion is.
I don't know that you would have gotten this one. This is the final song on The Rising, which is My City of Ruins.
Never in a billion years would I have gotten that.
Me neither.
I've listened to The Rising because it was like right after 9/11, and it was like his kind of New York City healing album. So I remember it was like a big deal. But I think I've only listened to it once.
I don't know that I've ever listened to that album. And Bruce Springsteen, I do like a significant amount of his catalog, but don't think I've ever listened to that. Okay, this one, no idea. I'd never heard of it. Never heard of it before. This is from 2006. Stonecutters made them from stones, chosen specially for you and I. Who will live inside? The mountaineers gathered timber, piled high, and which to take along, traveling many miles, knowing they'd get here. When they got here all exhausted, on the roof leaks, they got started. And now when the rain comes, we can be thankful. Oh, ooh, ah, ah, ah. When the mountaineers saw that everything fit, they were glad, and so they took off.
Is this another country song? It sounds like it is.
Is this Midlake?
Yeah. Do you know the name of the song at all?
This song was on one of my playlists for several years, and I love this song, but I can't remember. It's like a little story. Where it's Stonecutters. It's truly a fantastic song.
It's like a little story.
I think I got to give it to you, Adel, for that because I've never heard of this. The name of this song is Roscoe.
That's right.
I don't know this at all.
Listen to the song. Legit, great.
Yeah, so that one's a recommendation from Adel. And I did listen to it, and I listened to like a 30-second chunk of it, and I was like, not for me. But
it's a little kind of like Bon Iver shoot meets like My Bloody Valentine, like a little,
Okay, this next one is, it's certainly from a band that I know, but I am not one that it was ever something that I cared for. This is from 2005.
Okay.
I know that it is freezing, but I think we have to walk. Keep waving at taxis, they keep turning their lights off. But Julie knows a party at some actor's West Side loft. Supplies are endless in the evening. By the morning,
I recognize
they'll
this.
Be gone. When everything is lonely, I can be my own best friend. I get a coffee in the paper, have my own conversations. With the sidewalk and the pigeons. And my window reflection. The mask I polish in the evening, by the morning, looks like shit.
Is that a real lyric?
That's, And I know you have a heavy heart. I can feel it when we kiss. So many men stronger than me have thrown their backs out trying to lift it.
Okay, this is some indie nonsense.
But me, I'm not a gamble. You can count on me to split.
Fuck, Molly.
The love I sell you in the evening.
Listen to this in the car. By the morning, what is it?
I don't know if...
It's a dude who sings it.
That's exactly right. My older brother would probably know this song, and it's a song that missed me completely.
No, I know. I recognize it. I think a dude sings it. It's
correct.
Indie nonsense. And I forget any indie nonsense band.
Is it like Bright Eyes?
Adel, yes, it is like Bright Eyes and that it is that. Can you tell me? Do you know the name of the
song? Are you serious?
Yay! Yeah. I was thinking in my head,
like, what indie artist would sing like the saddest, but like the saddest songs, but the kind of push forward and don't dwell too long. And I was like, probably Bright Eyes.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
Fuck. I couldn't
the only Bright Eyes song I know, well, there's one song that was about a, I don't know if she's a friend of, I think she was gone by the time you two came on the improv
scene. You've sufficiently hedged your bets on this one. Yeah.
Well, there's a tremendous improviser who has a wonderful podcast called Mega. Her name is Holly Laurent, and her sister dated-
Oh, I love her.
Her sister dated Connor Oberst, and then when they broke up, Bright Eyes wrote a song about her called, I think it's called Lauren Laurent, which is her name.
Wow.
And Holly's mentioned like, it's kind of fucking wild that she had no say over this guy writing a song and about her, and then- The title is her first and last name.
That's so bold and so shitty.
And she's had people, she said her sister's had people where it's like she's wherever and someone sees her ID and they're like, oh, like the song. And she's like, yeah, like the song. But the only song I know is that one, and then Lifted. It's like a Rocking Bullwinkle title where it's like Lifted, my eyes are on the ground, but my head is moving forward or something like that.
I think I'll give you the point on this, Adel, because you got bright eyes, but it's called Lua.
Lua?
I have no idea the name of that.
L-U-A. No, yeah, no, neither did I.
Never heard of it.
I hope that Bright Eyes hears this. I was about to say, I feel like this is Death Cab for Cutie adjacent, so.
Mm-hmm. You would not be wrong. Now, I love Death Cab for Cutie, but Bright Eyes never got into. Here we go. This is from 2001. Whew, I definitely know this one. And I'm excited to read a little of it for you now.
Buzz. Uh-huh. I know it. 2001, you know it. This is Float On by Miley Smiles.
It is not... It is not Float On by Modest Mouse. God, now I have to find I'll be honest, you guys. Having trouble finding a verse that I can read.
Wow.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That iconic of a song?
Well, no. I'll skip some lines completely because that might make it obvious. I do this for my culture to let them know. Show them how to move in a room full of vultures. Industry is shady. It needs to be taken over. Label owners hate me. I'm raising the status quo up. I'm overcharging.
Buzz.
Uh-huh.
Just based on the lyrics, is this Eminem?
It is not Eminem. It is not Eminem.
I heard shady and then I heard... Okay.
Okay. I'm overcharging for what they did to the Cold Crush. Pay us like you owe us. For all the years that you hoed us.
Yeah,
we can talk, but money talks. So talk mo' bucks.
Who was rapping in the early 2000s?
This is like Master P from The Windows to the Walls or Lil Wayne.
Like Jay-Z
It's like Jay-Z, Aaron, in that it
is Jay-Z.
It's
Jay-Z. Amy Winehouse.
it's Amy Winehouse.
Is this Big Pimpin'?
It is not Big Pimpin'.
I don't know the name of this.
Bonnie and Clyde?
It is not Bonnie and Clyde. I think, was Big Pimpin' on this album? This is from the album The Blueprint, which, by the way, legit a great album. One of my faves.
Is it Blueprint? Or what's the one where it's like there's a mashup that it's his album and the White Album by the Beatles?
It's the Black Album and the White Album.
It's called the Grey Album. That album is phenomenal.
That's a Danger Mouse album, yeah.
Yeah, so good. Off the Blueprint, We Belong to the Night. We belong to... No.
I'll read a little bit of the chorus that doesn't say the name of the song in it, and I think it's the only line that I can read that doesn't say the name of the song in it, and it's, that's the anthem. Get your damn hands up. Not guilty. Y'all got to feel me. That's the anthem. Damn. Get your damn hands up.
Ah, fuck. I don't know the name of it.
I know that lyric, but I can't think of the... All I can think of is Big Pimpin', and that's not it.
This song is, of course, produced by Kanye West, by the way. This is... And I think this is 2001, so it's early Kanye. This is, of course, Izzo, in parentheses.
H to the Izzo.
H-O-V-A. This is H to the Izzo. That classic Jay-Z song that I knew very well because I was very into that album. Okay, we go to 2003. This is one that I played shortly before the podcast. Mariah said it sounded familiar. I did not know it. One night to be confused. One night to speed up truth. We had a promise made, four hands, and then away. Both under influence, we had divine sense to know what to say. Mind is a razor blade. To call for hands of above to lean on wouldn't be good enough for me.
Buzz, this is clearly Franz Ferdinand's Take Me Out. Four hands, do-do-do-do.
What
year was this?
This is 2003.
This is fun because in my head, something like H to the Izzo, like in my head, that song is from like 94. It's so fun to be like, when was this written? Like,
All right, here you go, guys. I'm going to actually just play you a little of it to see if you know it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard this song.
I've also heard it, but I was like, oh, I could never tell you who this was or what the name of the song was.
Yeah,
this song fucking slaps. This song.
But I don't know the name.
Well, that's why it slaps, because it's on the list. I mean, we're talking about number 87 on the list. This is Heartbeats by The Knife.
Mm-hmm.
No idea, but I'm glad to know it now.
Would you like to know their second most popular song?
Yes.
The Knife remix.
So would I. I have no fucking idea. I've never heard of these people.
Got him.
I think they're Swedish.
Yeah, I think they are. They think they're Swedish as well. Okay, so this one, knew this song, loved this song, big fan of this song. This is from 2001. Can't wait to read a little bit of this. Oh, can't go with the intro. I can go with the verse. What would you do to get to me? What would you say to have your way? Would you give it up or try again if I hesitate to let you in? Now, would you be yourself or play your role? Tell all the boys, I'll keep it low. If I say no, would you turn away or play me off? Or would you stay? Oh.
What would you do if your son was at home?
Nope.
Okay. Is this like The Boy Is Mine or something?
It's not The Boy Is Mine.
That would have been way earlier, I think. That was like
okay, let's
six.
Maybe try verse two. Maybe verse two will help you out. Okay. I'm into you, you into me, but I can't let it go so easily. No. Till I see what this could be. Could be eternity or just a week. Ayo, our chemistry is off the chain. It's perfect now. But will it change?
I know this. I know this song.
D'Angelo?
This ain't a yes.
It's a lady.
This ain't a no. Correct, Aaron. Just do your thing. We'll see how it goes.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Is this... What type of music is this? Is this like R&B?
Hold on.
Yeah, I'd say hip-hop R&B. Uh-huh.
Is this Missy Elliott?
No,
guys,
I
will tell you this. This is something I definitely remember about this song. This was the lead single to the soundtrack of an action movie that I really enjoyed. Lead single on the soundtrack to an action movie that I really enjoyed. I think they used this in the trailer, too.
The only maybe? Action movie that you have ever told me you enjoy is Romeo Must Die. Starring Jet Li and Aaliyah. Jet Aaliyah.
Adel, would you like to solve the puzzle?
Is it Aaliyah's? No, she passed away before 2000, right?
I know. I do not believe so. I think she passed away in the 2000s.
Oh, is this Aaliyah?
Yes.
Oh, is this...
It is.
Is this the Baby Cry song?
It's like the try... when you try...
Dust yourself, if at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again.
Yes, yeah. But what's the name of it is only part of that.
Dust yourself off and try again.
Nope.
Try again.
Try again.
Yeah,
try again.
Were you joking when you said Romeo Must Die, Adel?
Yes.
Okay, because this is the title of the soundtrack, the first song of the soundtrack of the 2000
That's
action
hysterical.
Film, Romeo Must Die.
Are you joking?
I can't believe, I thought you were fucking with me. I thought you knew
hold
the
on.
Answer.
You Aaron, guys if, need to get
hold
married.
On. Aaron, if you did this, you'd be screaming and saying, why is nobody else screaming?
I'm freaking out for you. I'm saying you two should get married. What do you mean I'm not caring?
Have I told you that I like that movie?
No, in my head, I was like, what's, I was thinking along the lines of like Missy Elliott. And then I was like, what's the funniest action movie I can think of that JBC has never talked about?
Can you play a little
about?
Bit of it, JBC?
Of Try Again? Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
First
I can.
You don't succeed.
Maybe it was because the lyrics were
you
in your head.
Yeah.
Again,
it was hurting my head.
Oh, I can't play it. It's not on Spotify.
And I'm sure like Timbaland jumps in at some point.
Yeah, it's Aaliyah and Timbaland, and it's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step two, step two, step two, step two, step two.
Yeah, you guys, I know that everyone at home, you can tell, but when you're playing this game and you're in it, you know it, but your brain can't put together all the pieces because of the cadence that JPC is saying it in.
I love that my dumb brain I think my brain was helping me, even though I had no idea what it was. My brain was like, we've seen this image or this trailer before, just fell out of my fucking mouth.
I don't know. I haven't watched that movie in a long time, but when I was like a teenager, loved that movie. I was so into it. Jet Li is fucking, first of all, Jet Li is cool as shit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
it's like a kung fu Romeo and Juliet story. It's fun.
Well, I don't know if you know this. I used to be, still to some degree am, very much into martial arts films. My favorite currently are the Ip Man series on Netflix.
Yeah.
But Jet Li is the only person, they used to speed up Bruce Lee's footage to make him seem faster. Jet Li is the only martial artist that they ever had to slow down.
Because they're like, no one will believe this.
He moved so fast that people were like, it was like a blur. We didn't catch it on camera. So they had to like slow down his films.
Well, someone let me know. Someone go watch Romeo Must Die and let me know if it holds up. And if it doesn't, don't let me know. Okay, so this next one, we're on 85 of the list. This next one is going to be from 2009. When the child was just a child, it did not know what it was. Like a child, it had no habits, no opinions about anything. Maybe I will get a job as a waitress. Maybe waiting tables in a diner in some remote city down the highway. After all that we've been through, I know we'll make it. I know the way. The question, is it true? There is nothing we can't do. I see you along the way, baby. And then the name of the song, which I will skip. On top of every mountain, there was a great longing for another even higher mountain. In each city, longing for a bigger city.
I know this.
This has to be Brad Paisley again.
It's not Brad Paisley. First of all, I did not know. I couldn't tell you the name of the band. Couldn't tell you the name of the song. Was very familiar with the song, though. Knew it.
I know this.
Instantly about hitting it.
Okay. I don't know the name of the song, but I think I might know the name of the band.
Please.
Is it, and I could be wrong, more indie nonsense, is it the Dirty Projectors?
Aaron, it is the Dirty Projectors, so I have to give it to you.
I saw them in concert. I saw their concert.
Do you have any idea what the name of the song is?
Not even. I wouldn't even have a begin of a guess.
This is the part of the song where I was like, oh yeah, I know this. Here you go. That is, of course, Stillness is the Move by the Dirty Projectors.
Not in any universe would I have known the name of that song. You know what song is always in my head? They did some collaborations with Bjork. Hilarious. Amazing. Iconic. The song Beautiful Mother they did with Bjork is the catchiest, most intense earworm that you'll ever listen to. Beautiful mother up ahead of us. Can you see the fire? Among the waves. You guys, listen to it once and you'll sing it the rest of your life. It's been in my head for a decade.
Hey, I'll tell you this. I won't.
All right. All right, then send it to your enemies. I'm trying to help you out here. Send a YouTube video of them singing Beautiful Mother.
We'll have to send a YouTube video of them singing Beautiful Mother. And speaking of something that we'll have to do at a later time, guys, we'll have to come back to this at a later time.
I don't want to. I want you to finish
now. Let's do the whole list now, Daddy.
Well, we made it through 15 and there's 100 of them, so we
have time. We have time, Daddy.
No, we won't. We can't do the whole list now.
Don't make us go to bed, Daddy. One more story.
Now, here. This I promise you. I will forget that we ever did this, and we will not touch this for months.
Buzz. Wait, were those lyrics?
Yeah, those were not lyrics.
Franz Ferdinand.
This I promise you.
I will say that I did cheat and I looked a little farther down the list, and there were many more in the bottom 85 that I knew. And guys, I gotta say, a bunch of them that I didn't. So whoever was picking this list, some very esoteric music taste, and they definitely had, you know, their own agenda deciding this. We're not to judge.
I cannot wait until we, much like gold miners, we hit that thick, thick vein of just Arcade Fire songs. I feel like when I used to subscribe to Rolling Stones, it was just like, they were just like blowing Arcade Fire in every issue.
You guys, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be the entire fucking Garden State album. My God. We're going to be stuck in that for 10. That's that whole episode.
Although if it stops at 2009, then it would probably just be like Funeral and, I don't know, like Neon Bible.
We're going to get some sweet, sweet postal service.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm in the top 50. Well, guys, I'll be honest. And then keep this on your toes for next time. This is going to be a helpful guess for you. In the top 50, at least one Arcade Fire song.
You knew it, Adel.
I have to assume it's Wake Up.
This game has made me realize that I don't know the names of songs. I only sometimes know who the artists are.
I mean, this is you have a little homework. So go listen to every Arcade Fire song and then try to guess which one is going to be at least one.
Don't make me.
They make good music.
Featured on this list. Now, Arcade Fire, again, a great band. But, you know, if... Hold on, I got a segue here.
You got it.
If I had to pick my favorite band, Aaron, I'm going to give you one guess as to what my favorite band will be. Now, I'll give you a hint. In the interest of fairness, it is one word.
Mm-hmm.
Pharrell Williams was in this, right?
Pharrell Williams was in this band. I guess they're like an R&B band. I don't want you to give me the article in front of the band, and I don't want you to make it plural. I think I've gone far enough.
They were mostly known for their producing, but they did have albums themselves.
They did have albums, yes.
Bye forever.
Bye.
I mean, they are really similar.
Fuck, that's
dude.
Funny.
That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mobley Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle, riddles, Clue Crew.